Aged Care Association Chief Executive is Simon Wallace. He says the aged care sector is close to collapse. Simon, thank you for joining us on Pāke Waha today. Ko Dale, tēnei, kia ora.
Kia ora.
Tēnā koe, Simon, thanks. Estimated that there's a shortage of nearly 1,000 nurses in the aged care sector. What's behind this? What's caused it, Simon?
There are a couple of reasons that we're short, and yes, 1,000 nurses out of a workforce of 5,000 is a crisis situation for us. One of the reasons is obviously the restricted border has meant that we haven't been able to bring as many nurses from overseas, and we rely quite heavily on internationally qualified nurses. And the second reason is really the pay gap between what the government pays nurses in working in an aged care setting and what they pay nurses in a public hospital. And that sees a difference of anywhere between 15 and 20,000, which is a very attractive salary for our nurses to go and work in a public hospital.
The nursing profession have really been hammered this year and last. Obviously, the public hospitals are an issue as well, but aged care staffing, what's the result of the lower numbers? How compromised is the safety of residents?
Yeah, look, we're really compromised at the moment, and obviously the pandemic compounds those challenges. There's around about 40,000 beds across 650 rest homes all around the country, and we've got 20 of those sites that have had to close some or all of their beds, and that affects our older New Zealanders. And you know, some of those closures have come in centres like Wairoa, Whanganui, Wairapa, Southland, Otago. So those are many rural regional areas, and that means that older people are separated from their community and often from their families. So that is the result of staffing shortages on the ground. It has a real impact for our old people.
Speaking of old people, we're on Māori Radio too, Simon, as you know. I know there are plenty of Māori who live in aged care facilities, but what trend do you see there? We have a perception that we're less likely to put our old people, our kuia kaumātua, into aged care, but if it becomes impossible to care for them and at home in the whare, then that's the inevitability. What sort of numbers are we seeing Māori within the aged care sector from your understanding, Simon?
Yeah, look, there is a small number of Māori in aged residential care, but it is obviously increasing. It's less than 5%. But we also have a lot of our staff are Māori. So these issues affect not just our residents, but our staff as well. So that puts pressure on them as people who are working in the rest homes. But, you know, the biggest impact is for our old people and in those kind of communities that I've just talked about. We have many Māori who are affected and who are having to move out of their communities, many that are rural and regional that I've talked about. So there is definitely an impact.
Omicron and previous to that Delta caused a real headache for aged care operators, but also for the residents with closed doors. I've got a mother-in-law who's in aged care just through mobility issues, really. But at times it's felt like she was an inmate because the rest homes were in lockdown. That's happened again now too with a positive case. So what would you say are the hardships that Omicron, in fact the whole pandemic, have caused to residents and also kaimahi, the workers involved in the aged care sector, Simon?
Oh, look, absolutely, and we're acutely aware of that. And the 4 months, particularly in Auckland in August to December last year, was incredibly tough on families, on staff, on everybody, really. Under these new settings that we've got, visiting is definitely allowed, and our rest home managers, all our nurses, are doing their absolute utmost to facilitate visiting, because we know how important that is to the mental health of our older people. But if there is what we call an exposure event where we've got a COVID case either amongst the staff member or a resident, then we do have to lock down, but we try and only do that temporarily. But again, it comes back to staffing, and you know, it comes back to the fact that we're so short of staff, and when we have a case, we often have to put off staff and isolate them and stand them down, and that affects the whole visiting as well. So, look, there's so many issues around that, but we're doing our absolute best to make visits happen because we know how important they are.
Well, we do know there's a change in circumstance for those overseas coming into New Zealand. That's occurring, I think, tomorrow night. But what would you say of the Ministry of Health's role here, Simon? Surely they would have known that there are issues that were surfacing. What have they done to mitigate the losses of numbers of nurses? And how confident are you that this change in circumstance will alleviate some of the challenges?
Yeah, look, that's a really great question. And I think there's probably three things that need to be done. You know, the first thing is that we are looking at some funding, some investment into the sector so that our valuable nursing workforce can be paid at what we call parity with their counterparts in public hospitals. And that would at least put us as a sector on a level playing field. The second thing is that we're really big on is what we call ethical recruitment. So we've got district health boards. We know they're short of nurses, but we have district health boards who are actively poaching our staff, our international staff who come here on visas from the Philippines, from India, from Pacific countries as well. And they're actively taking our staff when they have a visa to work in a specific for a specific employer in a rest home. So we're asking for ethical recruitment by DHBs. And the third thing is we just want much more support given to nurse training in New Zealand, more funded positions for nurse training, not just for our sector, but for all parts of the health system. And we've been talking about that with the ministry for probably a couple of years now, but there just hasn't been enough progress made quickly enough.